Karen Curtis here with Condo Craze and HOAs. A little bit late, and so the other show was the fake show. This is the real show. And I'm joined with Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs Law Firm, specializing in community association law, having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. And we'd love to get the phone lines going early, except we have a special guest right now, but down the road here, 877-850-8585. Eric, how are you?
All right, good morning. Nothing like a little technical difficulty
to
start Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Give everybody a little nervous breakdown. But
we're
if you're a fan of the show and you like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list. By joining, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our seminars, our newsletters. We had another seminar this week, and a big one coming up this week, by the way. Updates on the law, a lot more. Two things before we get going, Karen. First, I want to dedicate today's show to my brother Jay, who would have been 57 today. A lot of you know. Unfortunately, I lost my brother when he was 33 of a heart attack. Yeah, terrible. So he never actually got to actually hear a radio show. But, man, would he have gotten a kick out of that. And I can tell you unequivocally, because of him, I opened up my own law firm. He always wanted me to do that. Go ahead. Go work for yourself. And it was certainly his pushing that helped me get there.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
Yeah. Certainly want to let him know that he is loved and missed a lot. And secondly, of course, I just want to thank all of you who showed up at our Condo Craze Board Certification course in West Palm Beach this week. What a great turnout. Although I got to admit it, I had just gotten off the plane from Vegas a few hours earlier. I don't know what the hell I taught them, to tell you the truth. Maybe some of it's right. Maybe some of it isn't. I have no idea. It was just nuts.
That's so funny. So how was your annual Vegas trip, and did you keep your promise? Did you not watch that Super Bowl? It was awesome.
I did. Yeah, thanks for rubbing it in. No, I did not watch the Super Bowl. I didn't watch it. I actually spent the day, interestingly enough, in Area 51 in Nevada.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Very, very interesting. Had a great time instead of watching the game and supporting the NFL. But if you want to talk about a coincidence, how about filing this one under the heading, you just can't make this up? So going out to Vegas, I get on the plane in Fort Lauderdale, and two big guys, I mean giants, get on the plane.
Wow.
Right? And I have an empty seat next to me.
Oh, boy.
So one guy sits next to me, and the other guy sits two rows up. And it turns out that the guy tells me and that him and his friend are players on the Detroit Lions football team.
Woohoo!
So we're talking, you know, I don't think anything of it. We're having a good time. And about 2-3 hours into the flight, my friend, who's a sports buff, comes over to me and he shows me a picture of the guy sitting next to me and the other guy that he came on with.
Yeah.
They're the only two kneelers on the Detroit Lions.
That must have made your toes
curl. Can you
curl.
Imagine that? He's actually showing me the picture.
Oh, my God. And this guy sits right next to you. I mean,
yeah,
please,
exactly.
You told him that you were boycotting the game, right, because of the players like him?
Yeah. I'm thinking about it because he could have crushed me into powder. But I'm like, you know what? I can't let this go. So I decided, yeah, I'm going to bring it up. Yeah, Now, I wasn't going to let the opportunity pass me by, so I explained to him, look, you know, I don't want to be, you know, I want to upset his flight. If he doesn't want to talk about it, I won't. But I told him I thought it was disrespectful to all the veterans, including actually tens of thousands, you know, maybe hundreds of thousands of black veterans who died defending this country. I thought it was just, you know, as you know, Karen, I'm certainly very vocal in that regard. And I told him that there's more respectful ways for the players to protest than by kneeling when the flag and the anthem are being displayed and played. And ultimately, if the fans have to choose between veterans and the players, the veterans are going to win and the players are going to lose.
Right. So what was his response?
You know, it is amazing. His response was that he really couldn't tell me why he was boycotting. And I was, really trying.
You predicted that.
I said it how many times on the show?
Yeah.
Here's his exact words. His exact words were, but how did we get to Trump being the president? How did we get to Trump being the president?
So the real reason behind the kneeling is because of Trump.
Absolutely. And I've said that how many times. You know, I told him, you know, many players over the years dislike the current president, but out of respect for the office and out of respect for the military, you stand when the anthem is played, right? And you vote against the president if you don't like him in November. And again, the response twice was, but how did we get to Trump being the president? You know, it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. So I thought it was really about racism, police brutality, and equal rights. And it probably really irritated them when Trump said, you have to stand and put
absolutely.
Your hand for the anthem. You have to do it. And they were like, ugh.
I always said, as you know, I said it many times on the show, I never thought it was about any of those things. It was always about protesting the sitting president, at least to a large extent. And my conversation, at least with this player, proved that, at least in my mind. Don't get me wrong. He was kind. We spoke politics, and the truth was, he even thanked me for teaching him a few things, which I thought was really nice. It was a nice conversation, don't get me wrong. But I can only hope that when the season starts next year, I look to the sidelines and during a Detroit Lion game, and hopefully this player is standing during the anthem.
So you said he signed an $11 million contract with the Lions.
Right. He had signed a three-year, $11 million contract with the Lions, and this guy is protesting the United States of America? Really? No.
Are you in coach or were you in first class?
I was in coach, and he had the middle seat.
Oh, my God. So and then
the guy makes $11 million, and he's sitting in the middle seat on Southwest Airlines in coach.
I think that Colin Kaepernick started out with a protest against police brutality, because remember he had the pigs on his socks?
Yes, right.
And maybe it morphed.
Like I said, all I can tell you is, my position always was, well, I'd like these guys to write essays onto why they're actually kneeling, because I don't think they really know why they're kneeling. And this confirmed it.
Well, they didn't kneel in the Super Bowl, my friend, and you
missed
it.
This was a protest against Trump, pure and simple. But, you know, it's almost ironic that on today's show, the timing is perfect. We have a special guest who's a little more patriotic than the entitled players who won't stand. Jose Pazos is running for state rep in District 114 in Miami. And here's a guy with a stellar military record. Jose joined the United States Marine Corps, where he served two combat tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, respectively.
Oh.
And yeah, so he is a real hero. One of the things that drove Jose to become a U.S. Marine and fight for the USA was a basic human right that was taken away from his own mother, America, when she lived in Cuba. His mom was a political prisoner under Fidel Castro's regime for 5 years because of her beliefs and her participation in the clandestine organization called Operation Pedro Pan. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, and that allowed for children to escape Cuba in the 1960s in order to not be indoctrinated into the communist way of life. So his mom did actually time for that. And in November 2003, Jose was honorably discharged from the Marine Corps after having earned the rank of sergeant.
Hoo-wah.
Meritoriously. Did that in just 3 years. He returned to Miami to pursue life after the military, where he met his wife, Barbara, who's a teacher in Miami-Dade public school system. And in May 2006, they were married. Then Jose started his own property management firm.
Oh.
Yeah, Pazos Rabina Association Management. And in 2013, he was the recipient of the South Florida Business Journal's 40 Under 40 Award. And that award is given to the best and brightest young professionals in South Florida under the age of 40. And in 2014, the Council of Community Association Professionals named him as one of the top three managers in the country. So welcome, Jose Pazos, to Condo Craze and HOAs.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me. Good morning to all.
Honor to have you on the show. Hey, what comes to mind? Like I said, the timing is sometimes everything. So what comes to mind when you see NFL players kneeling on the sidelines when the national anthem is played? And here you're a guy that served two tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. I take it you ain't too happy about it.
Well, no, clearly, of course. I don't think any of us are happy about it. But as veterans, we do recognize that the reason we were out there fighting, one of the reasons we were out there fighting is for Americans to, be able to display their displeasure with the nation, and it's their First Amendment right. However, we do also recognize that there are consequences to everybody's behavior, and I think the rest of us pretty much take a step back and our feeling on it is, let the free market decide. You know, the NFL took a huge hit in the Super Bowl ratings and in the regular season ratings. At the end of the day, the American people, are going to let their voice be heard, and they're going to react to the kneeling and the disrespect to our flag by not watching. And like
yourself,
you didn't watch the Super Bowl. I didn't watch it myself.
I'm glad.
And I think that's going to take a big hit, and the NFL is going to have to, rethink what they're doing or
exactly.
What their players are doing, because it's going to affect their bottom line.
Of course, there's better ways to protest than to kneel when the flag is out there. You want to do something productive, you want to hold rallies somewhere else, no problem. I got no problem with you doing that. But when the flag is on the field and the anthem is played, you stand and you salute. But
absolutely.
Enough of that. But, I want everybody to know who your partner is in your management firm, and that is former State Representative Julio Robina. And as our listeners know, Mr. Robina was a champion of promoting condo and HOA legislation that was very friendly to unit owners, and he really was a tremendous help to so many of our listeners. You know, I hope you can tell us that some of Representative Robina's feelings for the condo and HOA community have rubbed off on you.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Julio has been an incredible mentor. I have learned so much from him. One of the greatest things that I learned, because he, like you said, he was a champion, and he focused a lot on consumer protection for condo and HOA owners. And he had a really difficult time up there taking those positions. I mean, he actually paid a price for the positions he took. They took away his commission. They took away his committee. But, yes, it's definitely rubbed off. One of the best things that I learned from him is Julio still has the same mobile phone number he had when he in 2000 when he was the mayor of South Miami and throughout the entire time of the 8 years in the legislature. He still has the same mobile. And
really?
A lot of the constituents still call him today for assistance. And he
I don't doubt it.
Picks up the phone.
Yeah. And he's still a wonderful, refreshing voice. Absolutely. I'm glad to hear that some of it has rubbed off on you. Absolutely. You know, unit owners up there in Tallahassee, the truth is they have little to no representation in Tallahassee. I mean, really, almost nothing at all. And I can tell you who's represented in Tallahassee are the service providers, are, you know, only legislation that's typically drafted from the board's point of view. And unit owners, as unit owners, simply have almost no representation. I'm proud to say, at least when I have my hand in the mix, I like to take a point of view from a unit owner's perspective, not just the board's perspective. And I can tell you, and I don't have any problem saying it, if I wasn't at least in that mix and Julio wasn't in that mix, unit owners would have zero representation in Tallahassee. I really mean that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I try to take the same perspective. Actually, it was interesting. The last year, Jose Felix Diaz asked me and Julio to help him craft his legislation that he passed last year.
Right.
And I could, you know, and unfortunately, some of it is being, you know, dismantled now because there's, you know, the fox is watching the hen house.
Yes.
But I was happy to say that one of the pieces that we wrote in the legislation stuck and will remain there, which is that blanket receivers or receivers in general can no longer vote in community association elections.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we had a huge problem with that, just because, you know, obviously the court defines it as an officer of the court that's impartial. If you're voting in an association election and you're a receiver, you're clearly not impartial.
Oh, of course not.
We had a lot of
We
that,
had
I'm proud
certainly.
Of that one. That one's going to stick. It doesn't look like it's in any of the glitch bills this season, this session.
Right. Yes.
And hopefully, we can expand on it.
Yeah, and again, for our listeners out there, what Mr. Passos is talking about is the condo crime bill that passed last year, and it wasn't a perfect bill. I can't say it was perfect, but it certainly went a long way to trying to combat condo crime. And yes, it's going to be a little tweak this year, and actually I think it's going to be made even better, to tell you the truth, which is a good thing. You know, things that are going to work are going to be kept in the bill. Things that didn't work, you know, there was some confusing language about there about not being able to serve more than four consecutive two-year terms. Well, does that mean you get to serve eight single-year terms? You know, things like that. Like you said, you mentioned the term glitch bill. Things like that are going to be fixed this year, and I think that's actually a good thing. Hey, I got a question for you. So, you know, now that you've been managing associations for so many years and you worked with boards and you attended probably a million condo and HOA meetings, what's harder, going to those meetings and dealing with condo people or being in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Jeez.
Wow. This is our we're entering our 13th year of being in this business. And at the beginning, I was like, well, this is a piece of cake compared to doing two combat tours.
Because I'm thinking of signing up for the military at this point.
Yeah, I've been to some budget meetings that are doozies. I've seen chairs flying and the police, I'd be called. You know, and it's just, you know, the culture and the type of person that lives in the condo that makes those meetings disagreeable. Sometimes you just have that 10% that are not going to be satisfied with anything.
Of course.
It makes for a very entertaining meeting. You try to keep, you know, decorum. But sometimes, you know, I'm sure you know, you've had the experiences. They get a little out of control. But, you know, after the wars, pretty much everything's a piece of cake.
Right. I don't doubt it. I can say it's funny. He's talking about, you know, the battles that can go on. What about in 55 and over communities? I've seen tennis balls and walkers go flying across tables, to tell you the truth. So, yeah, what you're saying is absolutely true. It happens.
Hey, Eric and Jose, I just have to add, this week we had a wife shoot a husband seven times.
Can you believe that?
And
it
in the
had
head, over
to
an
do.
HOA some sort of complaint. I don't know, but
she's a little too into her job as president, perhaps. You know, taking it a little too seriously.
Self-defense apparently.
But you
I don't know
what? You know, but the bottom line is, so is saying these things actually happen. These crimes actually happen in communities. People get, you know, very, very hysterical, very, very passionate about what they do. And listen, how many times did I say I had the SWAT team come to a meeting in Boca?
Jeez.
Yeah, so these things actually do happen.
Oh,
you know,
my
how
God.
Do you bring, how do you, you know, calm the crowd sometimes? But you know, in addition to that, Jose, what do you see as like kind of the biggest problems facing community associations in your district right now? You know, that grand jury report was not flattering for condos, to say the least.
It was not. It was not. And I think that we need to concentrate more on that grand jury report. Because one of the things that people I haven't heard it mentioned too often is the grand jury found that the personnel of the DBPR was untrained,
yes,
unprepared to handle the type of investigation that are underway, though, for the more serious crimes. So there's a gray area there. Imagine there's a gray area for condo owners who are regulated, and there's an even bigger one for HOA owners who really don't have any outlet. Any state agency that, like the DBPR, that they can go to complain. But even the condo owners have this big gray area, which is, you get these criminal, you know, maybe a white collar crime, something like that. And they go to economic. I've seen them go to economic crime in the police department. I've seen them go to the state attorney's office. I've seen them go to the DBPR, the ombudsman's office. And every single one of those agencies plays paddle ball with that owner.
Yes.
And they spend months and months and months. So I think one of the biggest things we need to do is we need a lot of the people in the DBPR, they're great people. And I'm sure that they're trying to do their job to the best of their ability. But I think we need to retrain the investigators.
Give
them proper training or deputize FDLE agents, at least one or two in each office.
Sure.
And assign them to handle these investigations.
You are 100% right. You hit the nail on the head. And it's pretty ironic because yesterday I was preparing a couple of blogs for the weeks ahead, and this is exactly what I touched on, what I'm about to write about, and you beat me to the punch. I'm going to read to you. I'm going to just show our listeners. We'll kind of break it a little early. We'll, instead of waiting for this to come out in the blog, we'll talk about it right now. You mentioned that the grand jury report really went after the DBPR, and you are 100% correct. I'm going to quote one or two things from the grand jury report. Itself. Grand jury found there's only 33 investigators in the entire state, number one. Number two, this is a quote right from the grand jury report. We observed that the witnesses didn't seem to have a firm understanding of their policies. Curiously and shockingly, they answered questions with, I would have to ask my supervisor. We found their lack of knowledge about their own policies or their unwillingness to share their knowledge exasperating. Instead of investigating complaints, the DBPR complaint process seems designed solely to screen out complaints.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the DBPR failed to demand that its investigators utilize or comprehend basic investigative techniques. It's breathtaking. There's no requirement of prior investigative experience, and no formal investigative training is offered.
Mm.
The investigators learn on the job. And the worst part, you ready? The investigators expressed no eagerness to root out corruption or solve problems and did not seem empowered to make any independent decisions. Our clear sense was that the investigators were more intent on closing cases than solving them. Now, that is damaging. So, you know, Jose, we can make all the laws we want, but if you have people at the DBPR with this attitude, the laws are meaningless.
Oh, moreover, even more scary, My partner and I have recently found that we do a lot of free, I don't want to say pro bono because we're not attorneys, but we do a lot of free investigating and assistance for condo owners or condos themselves that are not necessarily our clients, but they suspect something's wrong. And many times we can dismiss those things and say, listen, this is the way the condo operates. But sometimes you get these cases that are legitimate. And like you say, we fall into that gray hole. Even with all our connections and our friends that are in high office, they tell us, listen, there's just nothing we can do. The other agency has to give us a referral. And, of course, that referral never comes. That's
Jose, let me ask you this. We need to take a break. I apologize. A forced break.
No,
do me a favor. Stay on the line because I'd love to come right back to you, okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. We're at Condo Craze and HOAs. We will be back right after this.
tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life of you a realistic budget so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer and Jose Pazos. Once we're finished with his interview, we'll take your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Eric?
And, of course, Mr. Pazos is running for state representative in District 114 in Miami. Hey, Jose, what type of legislation would you like to see passed that may make life in a community association a little better for the average homeowner or condo owner? You know, certainly we've done a lot in the past few years, but we're not 100% there yet, as you were saying before, especially as far as HOAs go.
Well, I would be monumentally honored if I would. There are two things. If I could first be the legislator that successfully passes this decade-old legislation about joining 720 and 718, the HOAs, along with the condos, and making it one uniform Community Association Act. Of course, there's that. You know, there's a lot of nuance to that, and a lot of tweaks that have to be done because 720-17 sometimes don't mix well. But and each one has their own operating style. But I think we can do it. I think, of course, it's been opposed by many of the lobbying groups for many, many years. That's why it's been always proposed. I think over a decade since Julio was there, this has been going on. And I think I would love to be the legislator that finally gets it done and gets it to the finish line. And the other one was what we were talking about right before the commercial break, which was, for example, Julio and I found that a DVPR investigator, and they're susceptible to corruption just like any other profession is, attorneys, doctors, and accountants. We found that the one DVPR investigator particularly was corrupted and was talking to board members in the course of, you know, receiving complaints and recommending a specific management company, a specific attorney, and specific vendors, and telling them to fire who they had now. We found this, of course, extremely disturbing. So we're taking the, you know, the actions we got after Davis, and we're going directly to the supervisor. But I believe that this case is not isolated. I think
I cannot believe you're telling me this. It's like you're reading my mind, because in the last month I was involved in a case where a DBPR investigator was investigating a condo. A complaint was made by an attorney, and it winds up that the DBPR investigator had his own CAM license, right? And who do you think winds up becoming the CAM of the community he was investigating?
See, there you go. There's
that happened on my honor. That happened this past week, okay?
Yep.
So, yes, you are 100% right. These things happen. And, yes, sometimes, you know, you need, like, an internal affairs division at the DBPR sometimes. I agree with you completely. And in terms of merging 720 and 718, I agree with you as well, because there are provisions of the two statutes that deal with the same issue totally differently, and you say to yourself, why? Why don't these two statutes mirror each other in this regard? For example, in the 720 statute, the associations have 10 days to respond to records requests, while in 718 you have 5. Whatever the number is, shouldn't it be the same? Why in one community should you have more time to respond to a complaint than the other? Just simply makes no sense.
It's lobby.
yeah. So someone needs to literally go through these statutes and combine them, or, you know, sit with a fine-tooth comb. And where possible, of course, they should mirror each other. I agree with you completely. I think that's a great idea. But I'm going to put you on the hot seat for a minute, and you kind of raised the issue already. That Miami Dade grand jury report that you were talking about, certainly it attacked board members, But some of the attack, like you were saying, needs to be directed at other entities too. Like attorneys, yep. got no problem saying that, and also like management companies. And yep. I hear complaints from associations all the time, and you just hit on this, that management companies require boards to use certain vendors. It's actually required, like attorneys, landscapers, accountants, the exterminators. You know, just I'd like to hear it from a management company's perspective, uh-huh. and I'd certainly like you to tell our audience, what should a board do when a management company says, hey, no, you got to use these vendors? You know, is that allowed? And if they do hear that from their management company, what action should they take in response?
Well, at the interview, when you're interviewing your management company, one of the key questions you need to ask is, how many companies do you own? Do you own any other company in this industry? Number one, point blank. And you'd be surprised to hear the response of most of the management companies that they do own a sister or brother companies that also feed off the same industry, right. like landscaping or carpentry or plumbing or you know anything else. Right. We do not own any other companies that have any business with associations, with the exception of a collection company that right. we opened up only specifically for the needs of our clients, our existing clients. It's not something that we offer to people that are not our clients. And it's only in those associations that are so difficult to collect from. Well, and the problem that we've seen in the past, we have a great relationship with many, many, many collection attorneys. But what we've seen is that the trend is the boards have seen their money coming in very late.
Yes.
A lot of times the money goes in the trust account, and then there's a discrepancy because the attorney held the funds for general work versus the collection right. work, and then they end up never seeing their money, which is fine. That's the way it works. Some of these boards have a problem with cash flow, so they need to see that money quickly, and for only for that reason did we open up that collection company. Other than that, yeah, you really shouldn't be pushed to hire any vendors from your management company. They can most certainly suggest, that's their job, and they can assist you with the scope of work and choosing the right place and vetting them, making sure that they have licenses and insurance. But other than that, I always tell my clients, you guys use whoever you want. At the end of the day, you're the one with the liability of the choice you make. I can give you my best recommendation, but unfortunately, that's all too common. Many
right.
times it's even written into the management contracts through the addendums, which is just the correct way to do it.
Sure.
But you need to make the board aware.
Absolutely. But it's just a recommendation. Yeah. That's it. It shouldn't
right.
be a requirement. And I agree, you know, when the management company also owns, you know, potentially, let's say, a landscaping company, when you're supposed to be able to complain to your manager about the landscaping company if they're not landscaping company isn't doing their job. But if the manager actually works for the same company that is the landscaping company, it's kind of difficult for that manager to respond to your complaint. And therein
yep.
lies the conflict. No two ways about it. Hey, I want to move on to a topic that's actually near and dear to my heart, and that's education for unit owners. You know, as you know, over the last couple of years, lots of availability for classes for board members to take. And do you believe that board members should be actually required to attend these courses? Certainly my position, take a course 2 hours, 3 hours a year, rather than be allowed to sign that ridiculous, silly, self-serving affidavit that I call it. I think board members have benefited greatly from educational classes.
Absolutely. And I know that Julio feels a little bit of remorse and regret because that was one of the last bills he signed as an outgoing legislator in 2010 or 2008. That required the education component, or they slipped in, you know, when the bill was going through committees and whatnot, they slipped in the easy, well, let me just sign this affidavit with my attorney and CYA that I read
yeah.
the condo docs. No, I think it should be that they have some basic understanding of the corporate structure and how, you know, condos are regulated, how the industry works. A lot
sure.
of them have absolutely no idea, and it could be extremely harmful to the association because at the end of the day, those are the people making the decisions, not the manager.
There are two ways about it. Like you say, you know, oftentimes these association members, they have no background, you know, as accountants or attorneys or managers, and they're managing some of them seven-figure budgets. So
yeah.
if they can't find 2 hours a year to take a class, quite frankly, they shouldn't get the vote of the people in that community. But, hey, when's Election Day? How can our listeners learn more about how they can go out and vote for you?
Well, early voting started yesterday, so we're going to have early voting from today all the way through next Sunday, the 18th. Then Election Day is on Tuesday, February 20th, which is the day after President's Day. So it's going to be a little difficult. Turnout will probably be low because a lot of people go on vacation.
Yep.
But I would love it if you guys go before you head out on your long weekend for President's Day. Go out early, vote. The Coral Gables Library is open, as is Pinecrest and South Dade. Unfortunately, we're not able to get the two northern sites open from the county. But we'll be doing transport for free for any elderly voters that need transportation. So, yeah, District 114 is currently early voting is open, and I would love to have your support.
Jose Pazos, for State Representative in District 114 in Miami, I want to thank you very much for appearing on our Condo Craze and HOA show today, and I wish you a lot of luck in the upcoming election.
Thanks, Jose.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck. Hey, let's do this. Let's take a break. Taking your calls now, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years' experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with the attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs. Taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
Hey, big week coming up, Karen. You know, as everyone knows, the election season is here for condos and HOAs. And if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after, you are off the board. One way to get certified, attend our Condo Craze board certification class. We've certified about 13,000 Floridians all across the state. And the next one is this Thursday night in Hollywood, February 15th at Dave and Buster's. Karen, hundreds of people have already signed up.
Yeah, you know,
it's going to be a madhouse Thursday night.
It's a great venue. And Claire called in. Are there any courses? Yes, there are courses that you can take. And Eric invented the courses. So
yeah, the place to be at is this Thursday night, February 15th. It's going to be packed, believe me. We'll have a panel. We'll have dinner for everybody. It starts, sign-in starts at 5 o'clock. Okay, got to be there by 5 o'clock. But in order to register, again, go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. Seating, believe me, is limited. We may have to wind up closing it off as of tomorrow.
Okay.
And if you can't make it tomorrow, Karen, just quickly, let's tell them where else we're going to be.
Miami, April 4th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Hyatt Regency Hotel.
Few days later, April 10th in Palm Beach at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Palm Beach Convention Center.
Broward, April 24th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center.
And April 27th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa. Again, to register everybody, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. In the few minutes we got left, who do we got online there, Karen?
Bob and Sebring.
Yeah. How are you, Bob?
Good morning. Very nice show you have.
Thank you. How can we help?
Can a homeowner's board change the commercial deed restrictions if it's not addressed in the articles of incorporation or even the commercial deed restrictions pamphlet itself?
Can the board change restrictions that's
commercial
in the
deed restrictions?
When you say commercial deed restrictions, I'm not 100% sure what you mean, but the bottom line is, are they provisions that are contained in the Declaration of Covenants and restrictions?
It's definitely contained in a separate covenants that fall under commercial deed restrictions.
Okay, so if you look at the covenants themselves, typically all covenants have a section in them that specifically talk about how you go about amending the covenants themselves.
Now, this one does not.
This one does not. It would be difficult for me to give you an answer without seeing it, but I can tell you, is there a separate document called Declaration of Covenants and Restrictions? Is there a separate document that talks about that?
No.
No. Well, I've got to see what the document says, but generally speaking, if you're talking about amending documents in a community, any documents, whether it's the Declaration, whether it's the Articles, whether it's the Bylaws, those always, without exception, require a vote of the unit owners. And although I don't know specifically what document you're referring to, I'd be shocked and surprised if it's a document that could be amended simply with a board vote, because there's generally no such thing. And I hope that answers your question, Bob.
That's very – do the Florida statutes address this?
Well, again, I'm not sure the exact document that you're talking about. If you'd like to give me a call in the office tomorrow, I'd be glad to review it with you. 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112, and I'd be glad to talk about it with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it. How about we go to Kurt in Lauderhill?
Hi, Eric. I called you last week about a storm windows that didn't comply.
Yes.
In our association, and unfortunately the show ended before I could get to the big question in all of this, and that is our manager is telling our board that they can issue a waiver on a change to the common elements that we agreed required a 75% vote of the owners.
You see, and this is a problem. You know, we teach when we teach the board certification class, you know what the last topic we teach is every single time? You know, and maybe some managers don't like it. The last section that we teach is about a Supreme Court case that was decided by the Supreme Court of Florida about 2 years ago. What was the case about? The case was about telling community association managers exactly what they can and what they cannot do. And one of the things that, we shouldn't even have to teach this because it should be so obvious, is community association managers should not be able to tell a community how to apply the law to a given set of facts. Why? Because that is the practice of law, and that requires passage of the Florida bar examination. So, and this is how you can get your community association in trouble, when you tell them, no, you don't need to get a 75% vote of the community on something. And I'm not saying, you know, in this particular situation that they're necessarily right or necessarily wrong, but the bottom line is never, they are prohibited from giving advice and legal advice on a matter and whether or not taking an action is right or wrong according to the Florida law. I mean, that is right on point. But, Kurt,
I'm sorry.
We got 1 minute left to the show, Kurt, and I apologize, but we got to get going. So if you'd like to talk about it, 954-983-1112. Unfortunately, Gail from Deerfield Beach, we're not going to be able to get to your call. We had an exhausting hour just now. And again, I just want to thank Jose Passos, who again is running for state representative in District 114 in Miami, for calling in. Good luck, Mr. Passos.
Two things about him, combining 718 and 719 HOA condo law is so interesting. Yeah. And he's obviously going to understand that, you know, people do give $2 a year and that there is money, because he understands that.
$4 a year, pardon me. Yeah, here's somebody who may be able to fix that problem, because, you know, we were talking about the DBPR not doing their job, but everybody's still paying those $4 a year, and it's millions and millions of dollars, and apparently the grand jury thinks it's being wasted. We will see everybody. Again, call tomorrow. You can call our office to sign up or sign up online, because Thursday is going to be packed at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Again, it starts at 5 o'clock. And until next week at 11 a.m., where we will rejoin you on Condo Craze and HOAs, everybody have a great week. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody.
The state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations, and they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website, cdri.net.